USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents along the South Atlantic coast are being told to prepare now for the likelihood they'll be facing a major hurricane in about 5 days. Tropical Storm Florence is expected to become a hurricane later today and will gain strength as it heads towards the southeast U.S. Heavy rains take lives in Texas. That story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
14 inches of rain fell in Corsicana, Texas since Friday, but the flash floods proved deadly in Fort Worth, claiming 3 lives. A mother who was operating her car with her 2-year-old daughter inside were swept off the road by the wake from passing vehicles. Authorities also found the body of a man in his submerged vehicle around 2:30 Saturday afternoon.
Steelworkers nationwide are prepping for a possible strike against U.S. Steel. If they pull the trigger on that, it would be the first since 1986. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A day after a political speech in Chicago, former President Barack Obama was in Orange County, California Saturday, rallying on behalf of Democratic congressional candidates before the midterm elections.
The good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics. We have the chance to flip the House of Representatives and make sure the real checks and balances are Washington.
Pro-Trump protesters with bullhorns were outside the Anaheim Convention Center during the former president's appearance. A Dallas cop will be charged with manslaughter after shooting a next-door neighbor on Thursday night. Police say she had just worked a full shift and was still in uniform when she entered the apartment she says she thought was hers and encountered the 26-year-old man. Police say it's not clear what led to the shooting, though. The officer's not been identified. She has been placed on leave. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
North Korea has wrapped up a massive military parade that was held in celebration of the nation's 70th anniversary. The big parade, though, did not feature nuclear missile launchers, or ICBMs, a staple of previous North Korean parades. It was the first parade since Pyongyang and Washington began negotiations over denuclearization. An Oscar-winning actress taking time out to remember her Boogie Nights co-star at the Toronto International Film Festival. While promoting her latest movie, Gloria Bell, over the weekend, actress Julianne Moore reflected on her time working with Burt Reynolds.
He was always so wonderful, a true gentleman, a real movie star, and I was very saddened by his death.
Moore was also hired to play a part on Reynolds' late 80s TV detective series, B.L. Stryker. Burt Reynolds passed away last Thursday in Florida at the age of 82. And a subway station destroyed during the 9/11 attacks is open again. The last time a train pulled into the World Trade Center Cortlandt Street station was 17 years ago, just as the attacks began. The new station, which cost $158 million to rebuild, reopening just 3 days before the city commemorates the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. As that solemn anniversary will be observed this upcoming Tuesday. And